Hi, it's Esther here from Speak More Clearly. Glad you could make it to this audio lesson. Today, what I would like to do is just say different words to show you how to stress for British and Australian English these particular words that have come into English from French have different stress. So, for the British and Australian way of saying these multisyllabic words, the first syllable is stressed. And for the American way, the second syllable is stressed. So, I'll go through, and you can copy after me if you would like, which, depending on which accent you're going for, the British, Australian, or American. So, the first word is adult, as in a grown person. And for the British and Australian, it's adult, adult. And for the American, it's adult, adult. So you can hear in the first one, a is stressed, and in the second one, dolt is stressed. And let's keep going. The next one is ballet. So for British and Australian, ballet. Ballet, and for the American, ballet, ballet, and for brochure, as in a pamphlet or flyer that shows you something like a holiday destination, for British and Australian, it's brochure. Sorry, I'll say that again, brochure. And for the American, it is brochure. Brochure. And the next word is cafe. So British and Australian is cafe. First one is stressed, second one is not. Cafe or secondary stress, not as stressed. And with the American, it's cafe. Cafe. And the next word is cliche. So the British and Australian is cliche, cliche. And for the American, it is cliche, cliche. And the next word is detail. And the British and Australian is detail. Sorry, that's incorrect. I'm getting confused myself. For the British and American, it is detail. Detail. So the first syllable has the most stress. Second one is a secondary stress. And the American is detail. Detail. And the next word is garage. The British and Australian is garage. Garage. And the American is garage. Garage. And the next word is vaccine. Excuse me, and the British and Australian is vaccine. And again, vaccine. And the American is vaccine. Vaccine. So the second syllable is stressed there. And the last word is salon, and the British and Australian is salon. So you go to the hairdressing salon, and the American, it's salon. Salon. The second syllable is stressed. Anyway, I just thought they were very interesting that the different stress on those words that have been borrowed from French. Enjoy practicing and bye for now from Speak More Clearly. Bye.